and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Yeah.
We had a good run. Things were good. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, I mean, we got microwaves and cable television and HD and all that stuff. It happened.
Got Netflix now. Things were all right.
Entertaining movies throughout that time.
Yeah. Star 99.9. Today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. Looks like the end of the world is 10 days away. We have deciphered this. Thank you to David Mead, who
he's back.
He's back. He is one of those crazy numerology biblical guys that looks through the Bible and then he determines when the world is going to end.
You know what? Can I point out the fact that how is it these guys always have a radio show or a podcast?
No, I mean, that's just their job. It's to preach.
It's just, there's always something that comes up with that, right? Uh-huh.
So he says that April 23rd, which is 10 days from now, so you have 10 days left,
yeah.
That the planet Nibiru, also known as Planet X, will appear above the sky, causing volcanic eruptions, tsunamis, and earthquakes.
Incidentally, it has been proven that Nibiru does not exist. Nibiru.
Yep.
It doesn't exist.
Well, that's what, you know, he says. And I also want to...
I mean, of course, that's what scientists would tell us, right, David Mead?
Well,
that's what they would say.
Let's keep in mind that the last time he said it was the end of the world, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We reached out to him,
yeah.
And he sent us a 37-page crazy gram email.
It was very long.
Yep.
And it took him long to get back to us.
Exactly. And he was basically saying that no one can really predict when the end of the world is coming, yet he says that it was him.
Yeah.
But this time, I think we should pay attention.
We offered him a platform to discuss it.
Right. He wouldn't come on the show.
No.
Yep. So here's why I think we need to take him seriously this time, because we're also in Mercury retrograde.
Oh, boy.
If you've ever heard of this before.
Oh, boy.
This is basically when the planet starts moving in the opposite direction of the other bodies in the system. And it started in the old days where they believe, like, this is when the washing machine would break. This is when crazy, unexplainable
things. You're not supposed to buy
a
house or sign a contract during these times. Anything like that.
It only happens 3 to 4 times a year. We're in the first Mercury retrograde right now.
3 to 4 times a year.
Yep.
You're not supposed to do anything big.
It started on March 23rd. It's not going to be over until April 15th, so we have a couple days.
These are big windows, too, man. 3 to 4 times a year. That's a month. You can't do anything.
Right. So now keep in mind, we're in Mercury retrograde.
Yeah, yeah.
David
the rapture's
Mead,
coming.
The rapture is coming.
Right. And then what else?
And today is Friday the 13th.
Oh, my gosh.
Coincidence? I don't know.
I don't think so.
But quick. You've got 10 days to live before the rapture comes, Raven.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? The one thing you're going to accomplish in the next 10 days.
Oh, man.
You got to live it like it's your last.
I mean, I might try and jump out of a plane in that time.
Uh-huh.
Maybe rob a bank, although
no.
Who's going to be
Why?
There guarding it?
Rob a bank?
I'm just, you know.
Why would you do that?
I mean, it's for a fun thing, you know?
No,
like,
it's not fun.
Like, I don't want to actually put anybody in danger.
What are you talking about?
Like, I'll just use my fingers.
You have 10 days to live and you want to rob a bank?
I mean, just, you know, for the thrill of it, you know?
No.
Getting, you know, like a high-speed chase,
Who
but
are
in controlled
you?
Conditions.
Oh, my God.
In a closed-circuit television environment, right? That's where they do it for those car commercials.
It's 10 days to the rapture. You want to be O.J. Simpson?
Maybe ride a rocket across the salt flakes, salt flats. I mean, I was talking about speeding and adrenaline rushes, and you took it there.
I mean, I was going to, like, go have a nice steak dinner. I don't. It's weird.
You just said O.J. Simpson and steak. 3 sentences away from each other. I'm going to stay away from you on this Mercury retrograde Friday the 13th rapture countdown day.